My name is Liz Campbell. My people come from Canada. I live in Washington State, and I am a storyteller and an artist and an author. This is the story of Starboy, and it's the story of how the Blackfeet people got the Sundance, which is a very, very important sacred celebration that they hold every summer and that they've held for hundreds of years. Long ago, there were two sisters, and the one sister sat up and she looked up in the sky and she says, "I love the morning star. He is so beautiful and so handsome. I would really like him to be my husband." And later that day, when she was walking down to the river to wash up, there was a young man standing in her path, and she put her eyes down shyly and said, "Please step aside, for I don't know who you are." And he looked at her and he said, "But I am to be your husband." And she looked up, and here was this absolutely beautiful young man standing there, and it was the morning star. And he took his painted robe and he wrapped it around her, and he said, "Close your eyes and I'll take you to my world." And when she opened her eyes, she was standing before a beautiful painted lodge, and the young man told her, "My mother is the moon and my father is the sun." She lived on happy for many, many years, and they had a son, and they called him Starboy. Then one day Moon gave her a digging stick and said, "You may dig any of the roots that you choose, but do not dig the roots with the pink flowers on them." But the girl was really curious, and finally one day when she went out to dig roots, she thought, "It wouldn't hurt to dig just one root." And she dug all around it, and when it came out, she saw that she'd left a great hole in the sky world. And she lay down and she looked through the hole, and there she saw her father standing outside the lodge, and there was her mother working, and her sisters were laughing and playing. And suddenly she felt so sad and so lonely that she began to cry. Well, the son was so angry with her because she disobeyed, but he was also very, very sad. And he looked at her and he said, "Because of your disobedience, you're going to have to return to the earth, to your people." So the morning star wrapped her once again in the painted robe, and she was holding Starboy, their young child. And the people saw a falling star, and they ran to see where it had landed. And when they got to that point, there was the girl and Starboy asleep on the painted robe. But she was never happy after that, and before very many years, she passed away. Well, Starboy grew up, and as he grew, he began to have an ugly scar on his face, and the people feared this scar. It was a beautiful daughter of the chief in the village that he loved very much, and he said, "I've always held you in my heart, and I would really like to marry you." She said, "I've just been waiting for you to ask." She says, "But you need to go to the sun and get his blessing." Well, he went for many, many days and found himself at the sun's lodge in the sky world. He said, "Grandfather, I love this woman and I want to marry her." And the sun looked at him and he said, "She is a good woman and I will give her to you, for I know that you truly love one another. I will remove the scar from your face and I'm going to ask you to have your people honor me each year." Well, Starboy returned down and the people were rejoicing to see him, and he went to the chief's daughter. And she was so happy because they had the blessing from the sun and they were married. And each summer, each of the people would build a lodge, and it's round like the earth and like the sky. And in the center is a sacred tree, and the people come there and they dance and they pray and they ask Creator to heal them and to remove their scars and pain.